Oasis Audio presents Prophet by R.J. Larson. Read for you by Brooke Sanford Heldman. Chapter 1. Tarnished snow sifted through the air, clinging to Ella Roez's skin the instant she stepped outside. Warm snow. Impossible. She rubbed at the flakes on her bare forearm and watched them smear across her brown flesh like menacing shadows. Ashes. What was burning? Unnerved, Ella scanned the plain mud-plastered stone houses honeycombed around the wide public square. Houses built one atop another within a vast, irregular, protective curtain wall, sheltering the city of Parnay. Mud and stone wouldn't burn, but the timbered interiors could. She'd seen it happen before, the thick, dark smoke suffocating its helpless victims. No. None of the houses were smoldering, nor was Parnay's crown, the temple. Good. A blessing. A gust of wind brushed her face with more ashes. Ella tasted the harsh metallic bitterness and frowned. If none of Parnay's homes were burning, then the ashes were puzzling indeed, because they must have come from a great distance. Parnay, Ella remained convinced, was the most isolated city-state in existence. Infinite? She stopped. Why pray about ashes without first learning their source? But perhaps she shouldn't wait, especially when those ashes were interfering with little things, like her ability to see and breathe. Really, she needed to cover herself. The ashes were clinging to her like living creatures, scuttling bugs determined to cause misery. Ella shuddered, imagining insects scurrying over her skin. Why hadn't she grabbed her mantle before deciding to take a walk? Ella stepped back inside her family's home, a stark, uneven box of a residence, exactly like every other home in Parnay. Useful. Basic. Never changing from one generation to the next. Just like Parnay's citizens. She snatched her thin brown mantle and called to her mother. "I'm going up to the wall. It's snowing ashes." "What?" One dark eyebrow raised in disbelief, Calme looked up from her workspace by the low-domed plastered oven, but she continued to fan the oven's coals to a sullen red glow. "It's snowing ashes," Ella repeated. "I'm going up to the wall to look for the fire." "A house is on fire?" Calme's eyes widened with the question, and she lowered her fan. "No, the fire isn't here in Parnay. But it must be huge if ashes are falling from so far away." Calme exhaled and resumed fanning. "Find your father and Sana," she ordered. "Don't visit with Amar and his friends." "Don't create a scandal, Ella." She could almost hear the unspoken words.
"I won't," she promised her mother.
Actually, Amar hadn't even been in her thoughts until Calme mentioned his name. Why think of Amar at all? Ella was only supposed to marry him. Eventually. Sarcasm helped nothing, Ella reminded herself. At least she hadn't snapped back at Calme disrespectfully. Surely this was a sign of her growing maturity. Perhaps.
"Oh!" Calme called out a parting order. "Bring more vine wood for the oven when you return. I'm running low!"
"Yes, Mother."
Ella took a deep breath, pulled the corner of her mantle across her nose and mouth, and then stepped out into the ash-laden public square. By now the dark flakes were descending thick and fast. Eyes stinging, Ella squinted and padded toward the stone steps built into the city's converged walls, leading up to Parnay's rooftops, which rimmed the city's protective outer wall. There would be no running up these steps today. The ashes powdered the stones and her bare feet, denying her steady footing on the steps' surfaces.
"Ella!"
A husky voice hailed her, then coughed. Amar. Though tall, lanky, and dark-curled, like every other young man in Parnay, Amar still managed to make her insides flutter. Just a little. Shielding his face with the corner of his cloak, Amar charged up the steps, slipped, and hammered a knee on the stones. Ella winced, but Amar shrugged off the injury, ignoring the shreds of dangling flesh and the blood oozing from a blackened scrape just below his kneecap.
"Are you going up to the wall?"
"I'm not supposed to speak to you," she told him through the edge of her mantle.
"Good. I'm not supposed to acknowledge that you even breathe."
His brown eyes
Sample complete. Ready to continue?